We are studying the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 26. You can find it on our website. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 26.
Right. We are continuing. I don't have anything to say. But we said in the previous item, from this emerges the resolution of the fifth inquiry, since the body is so corrupted that the soul cannot be fully purified in it. So we said that the will to receive returns, but in corrections after this whole circle, and then the nefesh, the soul, can be revealed in it. Not only the nefesh, it's a general name, nefesh ruach shemach hayechida, all the lights are revealed in it. And by this, the will to receive is eternal. And that's it, in equivalence of form, in adhesion with the Creator. Item 26.
26. We have already stated that the first state necessitates the third state to fully materialize, as was in the thought of creation, in the first state, not omitting a single thing. Therefore, the first state necessitates the revival of the dead bodies. That means that their excessive will to receive, which had already been eradicated and rotted in the second state, must now be revived in all its exaggerated measure without any restraints, meaning with all its past flaws.
In other words, the will to receive must be revealed in its fullest power, how opposite it is from the light, and how it wants to control all of reality. And only afterwards does the ability to correct it really come. Yes?
Then begins the work anew, to invert that excessive will to receive to work only to bestow. And then we will have doubled our gain. One, we would have a place to receive all the delight and pleasure and gentleness in the thought of creation, since we would already have a body with its greatly excessive will to receive, which goes hand in hand with these pleasures. Two, since our reception in that manner would be only in order to bestow contentment upon our Maker, that reception would be regarded as complete bestowal. That would bring us to equivalence of form, which is dvikut, which is our form in the third state. Thus, the first state absolutely necessitates the revival of the dead.
In other words, the will to receive that is in each one is not enough for us. It's very small. We have to come to a very big, excessive will to receive that stands and wants to devour all of reality, including the Creator. And then it really is fit for correction. And then we correct it. Because in wanting to devour the whole world, it's got data, information from all over the world. It's got huge egoistic powers and qualities. And then we can identify them and correct them to the point that it is completely inverted into the intention to bestow. And we'll attach it to this intention, and in this way achieve correction. This is why in these three states, 1, 2, and 3, we see that it's the same will to receive, except it is either more revealed or less, according to our ability to place on it the intention to bestow. And basically, it's not the will to receive, but the intention to bestow that determines the level of the will to receive. Where and to what, and where it is on the ladder of corrections. Yes, Niv.
So those flaws in the will to receive, are they corrected?
Of course they are. Why are they revealed? Flaws are those qualities in the will to receive that are opposite from the light, from the Creator. It's these morsels, I'm not sure how to put it.
So what does it mean that you have to revive them in their flaws?
We have to keep these flaws until we correct them. So we reveal them and we understand the benefit from them. Are you listening? It's a very important point. I see the illness. I detect its root and I don't erase it. I can't take some painkiller and then I'm well. I understand that I'm not well and I can be well only if I correct it into equivalence of form. So it's impossible to slight the will to receive, to disparage it, until it is all corrected with the intention to bestow. So I relate to it differently as an assistant, helping me not see how far I am, but also far from the Creator, but also how I can use it to approach the Creator. And then I turn it, it's like the angel of death becoming a holy angel. And instead of an enemy, I turn this enemy into a friend, into a loved one, as it is written in various excerpts, verses.
Don't erase the flaws and they remain.
If the flaws don't stay, how will you begin to reveal love on top of them? Connection. The uniqueness about them. The flaws are opposite from the Creator. So they help us reveal Him, understand Him as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. So the more darkness is revealed with all the discernments in it, it's like going into a cave and you're lost there and you don't know. But precisely out of these discoveries, you discover the light.
And then when I correct that flaw, what happens to it?
It stays. It stays because without a flaw, you'll have no sensation of correction. And then in the end of correction, Rav Pali Umekapzel comes, a special light, a special revelation, which probably erases everything and only good is left. Without the bad, I don't know. I'm not in that state. Where you don't need the bad in order to reveal the light. We don't need darkness in order to reveal the light. The darkness is probably swallowed in itself, in the light. It's called, the darkness will shine as light. We don't understand it. It's not really. But, no. There are words that talk about it.
So what does it mean that I correct it if it's still there?
Because you're using it for the purpose of correction. That's regarded as correcting it. And according to that, it is also needed because the darkness shines as light. It exists in order to bring out the light, make the light stand out even more conspicuous. Because if it disappears, then the light can also purportedly not be as light, something that shines, that's special. We're just using the words we have in our situation for now, because that situation is very far. Right? Let's go on. PT 24, what do you want? Quickly.
The state where the desire rots and is brought to burial. That's the state of the desert. And then when it's revived, it's the land of Israel.
I don't know. It's not written about it. I don't want to talk about it. Why don't you want to stick to the text and feel it and understand it and feel it all the way? Why do you want to connect it to things that it's certainly not what you're saying, but why do we need it? Let's learn the topic itself. Go on.
27. Indeed, there cannot be revival for the dead, but only near the end of correction, toward the end of the second state. For once we have been rewarded with denying our excessive will to receive and have been granted the will to only bestow, and once we have been endowed with all the wonderful degrees of the soul called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, through our work at negating this will to receive, we have come to the greatest perfection until the body could be revived with all its excessive will to receive. And we are no longer harmed by it, by being separated from our dvikut, from our adhesion. On the contrary, we overcome it and give it the form of bestowal. Indeed, this is done with every corrupt quality that we wish to remove from it. One, we must completely remove it until there is nothing left of it. Next, we can receive it again and conduct it in the middle way. But as long as we have not fully removed it, it is impossible to conduct it in the desired medium way.
In other words, until we have all the light of Ein Sof, so we can correct the will to receive in it, we cannot awaken the will to receive. But when we come to that state, that is already, when the light is already in our hands, meaning we've completed the second reality, then we can revive the will to receive, correct it to the fullest in order to bestow. And that's it. Here there is nothing more to add, although there are many questions, but these questions are not something we can understand through our inner work, only intellectually, to the extent that we twist these things, it becomes a philosophy. Go on.
28. Our sages said the dead are destined to be revived with their flaws and then be healed. This means that in the beginning, the same body is revived, which is the excessive will to receive without any restraints, just as it grew under the Merkava, the structure of the worlds of impurity, before the Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, have purified it in any way. This is the meaning of in all their flaws. Next, we embark on a new kind of labor to insert all that excessive will to receive in the form of bestowal. Then it is healed, because now it obtained equivalence of form. And they said that the reason is so it will not be said it is another, meaning so it will not be said about it that it is a different form that the one it had in the thought of creation. This is so because that accessible to receive stands there, aiming to receive all the bounty in the thought of creation. It is only that in the meantime it has been given to the klipot for purification. But in the end, it must not be a different body. For if it were diminished in any way, it would be deemed entirely different, and thus unworthy of receiving all the bounty in the thought of creation, as it receives there in the manner of the first state.
In other words, that same will to receive should be revealed in all the specific, particular desires in it, all the corruptions in it, and we have to correct it all the way. This is what the thought of creation requires of us. Go on.
29. Now we can resolve the above second inquiry. What is our role in the long chain of reality, of which we are but tiny links during the short span of our days? Know that our work during the 70 years of our days is divided in four. The first division is to obtain the accessible to receive without restraints in its full corrupted measure from under the hands of the four impure worlds of Bia. If we do not have that corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to correct it, for one cannot correct which is not in him. Thus, the will to receive imprinted in the body at birth is insufficient. Rather, it must also be a vehicle for the impure klipot for no less than 13 years. This means that the klipot must control it and give it of their lights, for their lights increase its will to receive. That is because of the fulfillments that the klipot grant the will to receive only expand and enhance the demands of the will to receive. For example, at birth, he has a desire only for 100 and no more. But when the Sitra Achra, the other side, provides that 100, the will to receive immediately grows and wants 200. Then, when the Sitra Achra provides fulfillment for the 200, the desire immediately expands and wants 400. If one does not overcome it through Torah and Mitzvot and purifies the will to receive to turn it into bestowal, one's will to receive expands throughout one's life until eventually he dies without obtaining half his wishes. This is regarded as being under the authority of the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, whose role is to expand and enhance his will to receive and make it exaggerated and completely unrestrained, to provide one with all the material he needs to work with and correct.
Shilot. Questions. Cab U3. Cab U3.
Earlier you said It's the intention to bestow that determine our will to receive. Can you explain a little bit more, Rav? Toda.
To the extent that we can obtain the desire to bestow, meaning the intention, not the desire. The desire to bestow is the Creator. We only have the intention to bestow. So, to the extent that we can acquire, obtain, achieve, gain the intention to bestow, to that extent, the will to receive opens more and more for us, so that we will correct it.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, where is that exaggerated will to receive? How can you attain it a bit more?
You can't acquire it anywhere. The minute you want to engage in bestowal, you'll begin to discover how more, greater and greater will to receive comes to you, awakens in you. This is called he who is greater than his friend. Oh, those who engage in bestowal. His inclination is greater than him. A greater will to receive is revealed in him.
And if for a few morning lessons I'm sitting here and I feel I have no desire, what should I do?
Connect to the friends and receive from them.
Hungarian Polish.
Hungarian Polish.
Shalom Chav, shalom Chavirim.
Hello, friends.
In this excerpt, that the Sitra Acha and the Klipot are playing a big role in our development. In our current state, shall we be conscious of it, or shall we just disregard it? How we should adjust our inner work towards Klipot and Sitra Acha? Thank you.
I didn't quite understand the question. Please repeat.
Here we have a description of the role of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot. And I wanted to know if we need to be conscious, to be aware of them, or it's too early for us, or we can try to see what they're doing for our development.
We have to know and to learn now too that all the Sitra Acha and the shells, the Klipot, all those things that are revealed in us are revealed in order to raise us. We grow on top of them. Where do we come from? How do we grow? Only from the Klipot, from the shells, from the egoistic broken will to receive when we try to invert it to the intention to bestow, to some extent. Accordingly, we grow in spirituality. We have nowhere else. The will to receive that grows is revealed and we can turn it to work in order to bestow. And this is our spiritual level. There's nothing else.
Max 6.
Max 6.
Rav, aim yotze me'akatuv she'darga likabel el minot le'ashpia.
Question. Does it turn out that the degree of receiving in order to bestow is revealed only after all the evil is revealed? Rav, not all the evil, but the intention to bestow is revealed, and the will to receive again, and then again the intention to bestow, and so on and so forth, alternately, day and night, day and night. Ascent, descent, that's how it works.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4. He writes here that when the Sitra Acha fills his portion, the will to receive grows as well, and he wants 200. So The whole revelation of the will to receive should be revealed when we receive it?
All of the revelation of the will to receive is for us to use it and be careful and check and see as much as it only brings us bad, distance from the Creator, distortion of reality. It's the angel of death. And then we'll try and distance ourselves from it and even invert it into the desire to bestow. Turn the angel of death into the holy angel. Okay, good. So, Niv, let's go.
Item 30. The second division is from 13 years and on. At that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of the soul of Kedusha, holiness, is given strength. Although it is dressed in his will to receive at birth, it only begins to awaken after 13 years. For the above said reason.
From this we see that 13 years, he just says it in order to state that point, that when in a person a tendency for spirituality starts awakening, that is called that he came to the state of 13 years.
And then one begins to enter the system of the worlds of Kedusha, holiness, to the extent that one engages in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments. The primary aim of that time is to obtain and intensify the spiritual will to receive, since at birth one has only a will to receive for corporeality. Therefore, although one has obtained the excessive will to receive before he turned 13, it is still not the completion of the growth of the will to receive. For the primary intensification of the will to receive is only to spirituality. This is because, for example, prior to turning 13, one's will to receive wishes to devour all the wealth and respect in this corporeal world. This is evidently not an eternal world. And for all of us, it is but a fleeting shadow. But when one obtains the excessive spiritual will to receive, one wishes to devour for one's own delight all the wealth and delights in the next eternal world, which is an eternal possession for him. Thus, the majority of the excessive will to receive is completed only with a desire to receive spirituality.
We advance and start developing in the will to receive towards spirituality. That's where the big desires are. That's where the true work is to correct them in order to bestow. No questions. Well, let's keep going.
Item 31. It is written about the verse, the leech has two daughters. Give, give, have, have. A leech means hell. And the evil caught in that hell cry as dogs, have, have. They bark. Meaning give, give. Meaning, give us the wealth of this world. Give us the wealth of the next world. Yet, it is a much more important degree than the first. Since, aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma, for her sake, It is, as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, lo lishma, not for her sake, as from lo lishma, for her sake, one's come to, from lo lishma, not for her sake, one comes to lishma, for her sake. Hence, this degree, which comes past the 13 years, is deemed kedusha. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shechina, divinity. Since the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with the installing of the Shechina. Yet, one should take every measure suited to come to Lishma. For if one does not strain for this, and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into a pit, into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person, so that lo lishma will not bring him to lishma. It is said about her, a handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, who is the holy Shechina. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one becomes infatuated in a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day and all night. As the poet says, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. Then it is said about him, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the five degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all five Mchinot, qualities of Naran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, explained in the third division.
Okay, so briefly, he explains all the states we have to go through. Obviously, these states are still before us. We can't really discuss them yet because we don't feel them yet. It's only theoretical that we supposedly engage in them. And I wouldn't... I wouldn't stop here. The three states we have to go through. We reach the third division, right?
Yes.
Keep going.
Item 32. The third division is the work in Torah and mitzvot lishma, in order to bestow and not receive reward. This work cleanses the will to receive for oneself in him and inverts it into a desire to bestow. To the extent that one purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai. This is because they stand in the desire to bestow and cannot clothe one's body as long as the will to receive, which is opposite or even different in form from the soul, controls it. That is because the matter of clothing and equivalence of form go hand in hand. As said in item 11, when one is rewarded with being entirely in the desire to bestow and not at all for himself, he will be rewarded with obtaining equivalence of form with his upper Naran Chai, which extend from their origin in Ein Sof, in the first state, through the Abia of Kedusha, and will immediately extend to him and clothe him in a gradual manner. The fourth division in the work is the work conducted after the revival of the dead. This means that the will to receive, which had already been completely absent through death and burial, is now revived in its excessive worst will to receive, as our sages said, the dead will be revived in their flaws, as written in item 28. At that time, it is turned into reception in the form of bestowal. However, there are a chosen few who were given this work while still alive in this world.
Ken.
Yeah.
Asia.
Asia.
Morning, Rav. My question is the point in the heart, the quality of the Bina?
Ken.
Yes. It's the beginning of the quality of Bina.
PT
12.
The four divisions, if I understand correctly, touch upon our essence, but it really frustrates me. I can't answer the question. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this life? What chance do I have of obtaining everything?
In this life, you have to start going through all these degrees, this 3 degrees for sure, and also, like he writes here, the 4th degree too, meaning even the revival of the dead, that obviously we're not talking about our bodies, but about our will to receive. We can even reach its resurrection during our life in this world.
Ken?
Yeah.
So it's as if 90, if not 99% of life, we deal with nonsense. Even for me, who knows the wisdom, what chance do people on the outside have of attaining anything?
We're not talking about people on the outside. They have no chance because they don't need this. People that get an awakening and come to the wisdom of Kabbalah and start getting into this process, as much as they enter the process, they already start advancing. And they're in this general flow towards the corrections. And in this way, generation after generation after generation, and we are in the last generation, meaning we have a chance to actually reach the end of the path, theoretically, as much as we succeed. We succeed, as much as we don't, we don't. But the main thing for us is still to be drawn to this. This is the process everybody goes through, and you can't prevent yourself from it. You can't avoid it. So this is how we have to take it and do it. Now, the fact that you want to start and end the whole process now, it's nice. Good. If you have a desire and you have the forces for it, please. Each one, this was given to each one. As much as each one can, he should see himself and show the others too. Clear? PT 5.
What is the last line where he says that there are a chosen few who were given this work in their lives in this world? What work was given to them?
The work of Gemar Tikkun.
And who are the chosen few?
It's the 4th division that comes, the work after the revival of the dead, meaning that the will to receive completely rots and nothing is left of it except for a few records, Shimot, after it was completely dead and buried, it is now resurrected in the big, worse will to receive. It's revealed again, but not in order to control everyone, but to be corrected, which is the dead will be revived in their flaws. That it is clear that this will to receive can't function anymore, just resurrects to be healed. and then it's inverted from reception to the form of bestowal. There are those chosen few that can still give in this work when they're still alive in this world.
So what does it mean that there are those who do the work after the revival of the dead in their lives in this world?
That they can participate in the revival of the world to receive the revival of the dead. That in them the will to receive awakens, and after it does, it reaches the final rotting, and it all happens to them during the time that they belong to the degree of this world too.
Is it we?
Maybe, could be. Could be. It all depends on a person. He says there are those chosen few who are given this work while still alive in this world.
Belarus. Возрождение из мертвых начинается, когда мы находим в мире Ацилут.
The revival of the dead, does it begin? It begins in the world of Ацилут. So how does it happen that it's as if we skip over those worlds of Tuma, impurity?
We are incorporated of all the worlds of Bia, of impurity. This is called that they are revealed. Because it all only exists towards us. That's why, after we are in the world of Atzilut, we can also, by our prayer, raise these shattered vessels to the world of Atzilut, that they are in the worlds of the Klipa, and afterwards they rise to Asiya Yetziya Briya, to Atzilut. That is called the revival of the dead. Whoever is in the world of Atzilut, it's called that he was rewarded with life, with resurrection. Whoever is below Atzilut still doesn't have the light of Chokhmah. That's why he's still called dead. Because the light of Chokhmah, which is the light of life, is only in the world of Atzilut.
А вот еще дополнение. А как получается, что мы проскакиваем вот эти миры Биа?
Small addition. How does it happen that we skip over the worlds of Abia?
We don't skip over anything. We go gradually through the degrees, but here we're not learning about it. Here is explaining it in a very brief manner. These worlds, Briya Yetzira Asiya, are supporting the world of Atzilut. Not that we need to be in them or stop there in anything. We need to reach Olam Atzilut, which is Galgal Ta'enayim, and to start rising from Olam Briya, then Yetzira, then Asiya, the desires of 2, 3, 4, to add them into the world of Atzilut, that their Galgalta and Enaim is all the world of Atzilut. It's the desires of root and one. And then in the world of Atzilut, we can resurrect the entire Parzuf of the soul, of the Neshama. And then more and more shattered desires join it from Bia.
Kiev.
Киев.
Да, а что значит, что мы поднимаемся в мир Ацилут?
What does it mean that we rise to the world of Ацилут?
That we get vessels of bestowal that we attain in our attainment called Olam Ацилут.
Ну, а что это за...
That's called to rise, meaning that we have a masach and we can receive in order to bestow. And according to that screen, we raise to the world of Atzilut, the worlds of 2, 3, 4, from worlds Briya Yetzira Asiya to the world of Atzilut, until we take all the shattered vessels from Bia and raise them to Atzilut.
Наш подъем в мир Ацилут — это какой-то уровень связи между нами в десятке, которого мы должны достичь.
Our degree in the world of Ацилут is some level of connection between us and the ten?
Between us and between us to the Creator.
What degree of connection should there be between us? What's the nature of this degree? What is its characteristic so we can really see that we are there?
Bestowing in order to bestow in a complete way upon all the desires that are revealed in us. That is called that we have finally raised to the world of Atzilut. But for now, there are such that raise and descend. But when we rise to the world of Atzilut finally, and we are already there, that is called that we acquired Galgalta and Enaim from our soul. Because what we have in all the world, Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, is our soul. And that's how it is divided into different parts of the coarseness of root and one, that's an Atzilut. Two is Briya, three is Yetzirah, four is Asiya. Yes.
Can it be said that each desire that's revealed, we prefer connection in the ten on top of it?
Of course, otherwise you don't have any right to exist in spirituality altogether. When a new desire is revealed in you, either upon it you reach connection, and then you're rewarded with a new degree, or you descend according to that new desire that you didn't succeed in overcoming and connecting it to in order to bestow. Clear.
И это будет, у нас что-то общее в десятке, что каждый товарищ сможет.
Will it be something common to the whole ten, or will each friend be able to work this way toward everything he sees?
Yes, in this way, each and every one and everybody together. Mach 6.
Спасибо, учитель. Можно ли вот на примере хозяина и гостя объяснить?
Thank you, teacher. On the basis of the example of the guest and the host, can you explain those four phases?
You read it. I can't explain it now. It's too late. You read it. If you want to ask, so we can even repeat it if we need to. But I don't think that there's a real need for it right now. We have concrete work of what we have to do right now. Then we'll come closer, we'll advance towards it. We just have to hear about it in general, that there are such stages in our development.
Можно спросить чуть иначе? Вот если исправление происходит только после воскрешения из мёртвых.
If I may rephrase, if the correction happens only after the revival of the dead, then what was this work of putting to death the will to receive?
You didn't want to work with your will to receive in order to receive in any way. On all the degrees of the coarseness, that is called that you bring it to death if you don't use it.
No.
Это сокращение.
So it's a restriction.
Yes, you raise above it and you decide that you can work with it from the easiest in order to bestow to the heaviest. And then it's called the revival of the dead. Okay. Hebrew 10.
What's the difference? We spoke about the world of Atzilut several times. You explained that there are drips of mazal, fortunes, that come there. What's the difference between this and the reforming light?
I don't understand. What's he asking?
about mazal, the fortune, in the world of Atzilut. He heard that you said that it drips, fortune drips in the world of Atzilut. So what's the difference between the mazal, the fortune, and the reforming light?
There's a lot of forces there that they are called by all kinds of different names. The lights that come to us have a lot of names. There are dozens of lights. There are lights that don't come in a constant form, but come with cessations, with breaks. That's why it's called mazal, from the word nozel. It drips. Drips like little drops. That's why it's called mazal, fortune.
Ken Niv.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Niv.
We are toward the end of the lesson, and this evening we have a very important event, a common meal with you and the whole world, Kli.
Yes.
During the day, what should we focus on so that we come ready for this meal?
I hope that I will soon receive materials from Dudi Akoka, Yaniv C. They usually work on it, and more people with them. They work on the excerpts. And then we will go over on part of them. And by this we will state the meal, what it has to be like, its essence. And that's it. So, in the evening, what should you do? Do something, I don't know what. I think that, let's say me for myself, I'll prepare a little omelet on a plate. And bread. Bread, salt, I don't need more. So each one prepares something. Can be a sandwich, bread with cheese. I don't know what. A meal has to be bread, as we were saying, bread, salt, a little glass to drink, or tea, or beer, or each one whatever he... That's about the refreshments. And the materials, we'll prepare them till the evening. That's it.
And the tens during the day, how should they work with, I guess the material will be sent during the day?
Yeah, so each one should read it. You don't even need to go and run and prepare before it. Unless, I don't know, unless you can. So please, the more you can.
Should we read it in the tens by ourselves? The material for the study material for the meal, should we read it?
I didn't say anything. I see it, so I can't say anything.
Now, how do we come to the meal? Because it's an event that is different from a lesson, and it's a general event of the world. Do we come to the meal as a ten, or I'm trying to understand the inner state that a friend should come to the meal with? I am in the ten, and what happens around me? How should I relate to it? Meaning the whole world around me, toward me. How do I?
We are all sitting as if we were at one table, and we want to feel each other close as much as possible, close in our souls and not in our bodies, that we have one purpose, that we want to connect internally, emotionally, that in this way we come closer to our source, the Creator, and we start feeling Him, the upper light, the Creator, in the connection between us, stronger than our life. That's what I think we have to think about. Stronger than this life. The connection between us and with the Creator. And in this way, we will reach a state that we can uplift above this world. Not that we disconnect from it. We don't disconnect. We remain responsible on everything we have here, but we disconnect our internality that is in every person. Each person has something internal, and our internality, we want to raise that above this life, connect it all together with the friends, between everybody, and then by that we can reveal the Creator.
Yesterday, you said that the first meal was a kind of the end of correction.
That's how we called it.
Right. And the meals now are like details, specifics in that?
Right.
Can you explain it?
The details of the meal of Gemar Tikkun, that's how it's called. It ends, it seals all of the corrections, the private individual corrections that we have done in the 6,000 years, as we say. Now, the meals we will perform, we will state each and every meal, each and every connection we have throughout the 6,000 years that we have to perform. It's all those events, supposedly occasions, that we do, and we also state them in meals. Birth, bar mitzvah, a wedding, all kinds of things. When we have meals, because the meal is like a gemar tikkun, it's always connection around receiving the light. That is the meal itself.
So this evening, what should we expect? Because it's a partial correction. So what does that mean with respect to our expectation from the meal this evening?
You get what they will put together. I don't know that either yet. And we'll think together how we will have that meeting, that meal. It's not a coincidence that this is how it's happening. It's good that we don't know yet. Just last evening I spoke to them. And no wonder they're not ready yet. I gave them an idea what they should do and how to do it. And let's see what they will do. Okay.
Very well.
I'm happy that we understand each other more and more. We come close to each other more and more. This is how it's actually happening in practice. And that gives the biggest hope to our correction. So, good luck and till the evening.
Right. So, until the evening, the meal today is from 6:30 to 7:30. This is our meal this evening, and before that we have today's schedule from 10 to 10:30. We have New Life with Rav Lightman. 10:30, from 10:30 to 11:30, a live broadcast of the writers' meeting with Rav Lightman, and from 6:30 to 7:30, a world meal. We conclude with this tune.